Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. Hello and good morning. Tuesday, everyone. It's raining here in Alabama. I apologize for the rain heating my car, and hopefully this audio is not too terrible. So the Baltimore, Maryland port, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, where a container ship has hit it and the bridge has collapsed, the whole thing. By the time you are listening to this podcast, I'm sure information will have changed on this story. I am simply going to relay to you what an expert on Breitbart News Radio this morning said. His name is Oliver Lane. He was on first thing this morning with Mike Slater as I was driving into work. And this is what he said. He's an expert. He has all kinds of college degrees and all this stuff and experience with actual ports and the military and all this terrorism and all this stuff. So he said at this port, is obviously it's a big, huge, major port for the United States. Lots of ships go in and out. And so therefore there are all kinds of cameras and stuff on it all the time. So he was able to look at some footage from this event, which they are calling a mass casualty event. And he was able to look at it frame by frame. He said about 3 to 4 minutes before the ship hit the bridge, the ship apparently lost all power because the lights went out and everything. And then you could see a big, huge smoke coming out, and people are saying that the ship caught fire, and he says he doesn't think it caught fire. He says that was probably them, the crew, trying to restart the engine as fast as they could in order to stop the ship. And he thinks that this is not terrorism. It's just a catastrophic, horrible disaster event. He said there were pilots on board, meaning the local people, the local ports always have like these pilots that come out and help navigate the terrain in ports and stuff like that. So he doesn't think this is a terrorist attack. Now, the story could change later. I don't know. But why did the ship lose power? And anyway, there's more. I'm sure there's more going to come out throughout the day. Just prayers for everybody. I hope everybody's all right. I don't have anything else really except for the Trump thing. He made his bond yesterday because a judge had lowered the amount of money from over $400 million down to like 1.7 something. But now he has the criminal case in the Stormy Daniels fraud case or something like that. I don't know where that is to take place. Probably in a blue city, which is not good. But that is set for April 15th, like in a couple of weeks. And that's a criminal case, I believe. Now, what happens if he's found guilty on that? How come nobody's talking about that? Maybe I have it wrong. Maybe it's not a criminal case, but I think it is. All right, moving on. Sean Diddy, what is up? Now, look, I haven't heard anything about Sean Diddy in years. But keep in mind, I don't follow that type of news. I don't follow rap music or anything like that. His name is huge in the news right now. His home, two homes of his were raided by the FBI. And apparently he's wanted for sex trafficking. What? What in the hell? What in the hell? I guess he has sexual assault charges and stuff like that are surrounding him. I don't know. Again, I haven't heard his name in the news in years, so I don't know. I forgot all about him until last night when I saw on Twitter that his houses were being raided. I was like, what in the world is that about? Oh, excuse me. Did y'all hear that? I'm so sorry. All right. Question of the day. We're going to move on. Question of the day. All right, here's a question. What's your favorite music genre? Mine is probably classic rock from the 70s, 80s, 60s, probably 70s. I like the 70s music. 80s music is, I like the 80s music too, because I grew up in the, I was a teenager in the 80s. I wouldn't, I don't know that I, maybe classic pop would be 80s. Classic rock would be 70s. Maybe. Those are my favorite. Yeah. I like country too, but I like old country. I don't like any of this new stuff that's out. I couldn't even tell you who, what country singers are out there right now. But I, you know, George Strait, oh gosh, Kenny Chesney. I don't know. Yeah, I consider Kenny Chesney old. The Judds, just classic country. I do like a couple of that. I like that. I did go through a country phase in my part of my 20s when I was 20. Okay, I'm going to go. You guys have a great day, and thanks for listening. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!